us now. Do you have any?
Well, I think there's a lot of frustration from a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. One frustration is that we have investigations going on that have taken a long time. I would remind everybody there's at least five that I know of. They're investigating state law violations, federal law violations, ethic violations, and election law violations. And I think it's good that we have those investigations going on. I applaud that. I think they need to, in particular when I talk about the Department of Justice, they need to be methodical, they need to be thorough, they need to take as much time as they need, but not one day longer. This is a cloud over Utah, and it needs to be removed. It's a distraction for people. And so I call upon, once again, for those involved in the investigation, particularly the Department of Justice, to get on with it. Do a thorough investigation, take as much time as you need, but don't take one day longer. Secondly, you mentioned the legislature. I think they are being methodical. I think they're being wise in how they approach this. This is an unprecedented, potentially historical event. It is their constitutional responsibility to do impeachment, investigation, and it looks like they're taking a look at that. I applaud their efforts, and we'll see what happens, when they meet here in a couple of weeks regarding that. But I think they're being cautious and careful, as they should be, but it is their constitutional responsibility to make a decision whether impeachment should go forward.
Should he resign and end this today?
You know, there's a lot of people who are calling for his resignation. I'm not one of them. I think that's something that John Swallow needs to make a determination himself. He knows the facts better than probably anybody. He needs to look at what's in the best interest of his family. He needs to look at what's in the best interest of the state of Utah and make that decision. I can tell you from my own viewpoint, again, I'm increasingly alarmed at the stuff that's bubbling out, what I consider ethical challenges, ethical violations. I can only say if he worked for me before, with all that's coming up, he wouldn't be working for me today.
How distracting is this?
Okay, we're
going
to have to call it, guys. I'm
it's,
sorry. But
it's too distracting. It's too distracting. We need to get resolution to this, and I hope the investigations will accelerate, particularly the Department of Justice, to take this cloud off of Utah. And we know they've been investigating for at least about 9 months. It ought to be time for them to make a decision. Again, be thorough. I don't want to overlook anything. Take as much time as you need, but not one day longer.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, Derek.